worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. There's a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. All of Psalm 46. Then turning to Psalm 27. Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All of Psalm 27 as well. Father, we thank you once again for your word, which is an anchor amongst other things, your word that anchors us, guides us, strengthens us, encourages us. And Father, as we look at all that's going on in the world, thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to focus on you and your word, knowing, Lord, that you can always be trusted and that you're sovereign, you're on your throne, in spite of things that may, storms that may seem to be going on around us and difficulties. Little earthquakes and things that seem to shake our world. Help us to always keep our focus on you and know, Lord, that you're sovereign, you can be trusted, and that you are a shepherd, and that we can look to you for guidance, for direction, for strength, protection, and also so much more. Stir us more and more to be the faithful church that's continually keep its eyes and focus on you that you would have us to be. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we are so very thankful that we do have your word, your communication to us. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit as he brings it to life in our lives, gives it strength and power to us. Father, we pray that we as your church will dig deep into your word and cling to those truths there. Father, we're thankful that your word serves as a compass to our minds, pointing us in the right direction, Father, giving us clarity of mind spiritually as we look at things going on in the world today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And on an ongoing basis, we're continuing to remind and encourage you, please, please, please pray much for our nation, pray for our leadership, pray especially for our military, pray for our men and women on the front lines of harm's way in different capacities as they serve their country. Pray for the families back at home. We think specifically of the tragedy that happened this week where a number of U.S. servicemen died in Afghanistan in the line of duty, as well as many civilians died as well. I'm not sure the total, but I think somewhere around maybe 70-something people died, including about close to 12 servicemen. It's important that we as God's people remember that we're called to pray. We should pray much for our nation, for our leadership, and that they would do the right thing, that they would walk in wisdom, and pray for, again, our military. Father, thank you today for our nation. Thank you for the president, the vice president, each member of Congress. Thank you for each member of the Supreme Court and all of our leaders. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them and your mercy at work in their lives. Touch each and every one of them, Lord. Help our leaders repent of any wrong they've done against you. Help them to seek your forgiveness. Help them, Lord, to honor you in the decisions they make more and more and the directions they take. Help them to walk in wisdom, grace, courage, and righteousness in the things that they say and do. And Lord, especially as it relates to addressing the matter in the nation of Afghanistan, help our leaders to walk in great wisdom and understanding in order to do the most fruitful things to be done at this point in time. Father, we lift up our military. Father, we lift up the families of those who lost loved ones. And Father, we lift up the families of those persons that lost loved ones, period, in that whole matter. Many civilians died in the bomb blast that took place. Father, flood every family with your spirit, mercy, and grace. And Lord, help those persons to look to you for comfort, grace, and encouragement during this time. And Father, we pray for our military. We pray for those abroad and those at home as well. We surround them all with faith and love. We surround them with the blood of Jesus. Keep them safe from danger, evil, and harm in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we're just believing, Lord, to divinely protect their lives. And Lord, send forth many more laborers amongst the military who would proclaim the gospel to those persons so that those very important, those precious individuals, men and women, would come to know Christ and come to fully place their lives in your hands in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that more and more that you'd pour out your mercy and grace mightily upon the nation of Afghanistan. Lord, send forth more laborers into Afghanistan who will proclaim the gospel. People, including the Taliban, need to know that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of the world's problems. They need to be saved as well. Lord, raise up more and more leader, more and more individuals that will go forth as ambassadors for your kingdom amongst all the people of Afghanistan. Lord, pour out your spirit of revival upon that land. Just somehow or another cause the gospel to explode in the nation of Afghanistan in the name of Jesus. Use your people to be bright, shining, bold witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to be the church, even in the midst of storms, Lord. You're a big God, a mighty God that's able to not only sustain us and protect us, but you're able to use us even through the storms. Help us to be fully available more and more as your vessels in this world. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Let me remind you, a prayer tool that we provide and we encourage listeners to get is, we call it Kingdom Prayers. It's a prayer tool that has 10 biblically based prayers that are very fruitful prayers to pray actually on a daily basis. And so we would encourage you to email us to get it, jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And this prayer tool can help to strengthen and really to set your prayer life on fire. It's important that we're praying continually as the people of God for the concerns of the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you again for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Father, help us as the church and help us as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth and help us to tell the truth and help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. One of the prayers on the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool is, of course, the prayer that, like we just prayed, praying the Ten Commandments. I would challenge and encourage every listener to make it your goal to pray pray the Ten Commandments every single day, because it's a very fruitful prayer to pray, as well as we continue to encourage you to pray Psalm 91 every day in view of the fact that it's a powerful tool for divine protection for every believer in the world. Father, thank you for all of us, Lord, that are listening today, and all of us, we lift up each and every one of us today, Father. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say to the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare, and from the noisome pestilence you cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Again, another one of the prayers listed on the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool is Psalm 91. And, you know, I want to say this very clearly. One of the reasons why it's so wise for us to pray Psalm 91 daily is because God in his wisdom and grace has given us all of his word, which is a weapon. Every book of the Bible, every word of the Bible actually is weaponry and ammunition. But Psalm 91 is a unique weapon for divine protection of our physical health, as well as protection from hurt, harm, and danger in a dangerous and a crazy world. So praying it every day is very wise for every believer listening, and it's very wise for us as parents to pray it every day over our families. And I want to continue to encourage you, when you get the prayer, like when you email us at jparker@afa.net to get the Psalm 91 prayer, remember, our goal is that you'll take it and use it for your family, but you won't stop there. Make it your goal to forward it to other family members and fellow church workers, fellow employees on your job. Make copies or email copies to many people, because remember, it's a divinely ordained weapon from the Word of God. It's in every one of our Bibles, but we need to learn how to take it and put it to use. Remember, a weapon that you don't pick up and use basically may do you little or no good at all, but you need to pick it up and know how to use it. Well, that's true for spiritual weapons as well, and praying Psalm 91 every day is just wise, no matter who you are or what your circumstances are. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking at the topic, keeping our focus on Christ, reading the Word, and taking time to pray today. We'll be right back.
Is ready to
Music of Nicole C. Mullen with On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Rick Robertson is our producer, and Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we are so thankful that we can come before you today, that we have your listening ear, and not only you hear us, Father, but you have set your affection on us as your children, and God, what a blessing that is. What an encouragement that is. Father, we think of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Afghanistan, those in Haiti. Father, those in critical situations where it just they're bound to feel like at times, where is God? But Father, your word tells us that when the righteous cry for help, you do hear, and you deliver us out of all of our troubles. So, Father, we bring these people to you today. We know that you hear us. We know that you hear their prayers. And we know that you are a delivering God, that your hands are not tied. You're not scratching your head wondering what in the world you're going to do. You're very much in control. So, Father, we bring the situation in Afghanistan and the one in Haiti to you. And we realize, Father, that's a small thing to you, that you're such a big God, a much bigger God than we could ever imagine. So we bring these issues to you, Father. I think of boys and girls that are separated from their parents because of war, because of a critical situation with flooding. And Father, how tragic that must be. Father, I am so insulated from so many things like that by your grace, and I don't understand why. But Father, I pray that you would be near to them, and that in the midst of this, they would feel that peace that passes all understanding, that they would feel a nearness from you, and that they would draw near to you. They would cast their lives on you if they haven't already. We pray for their parents. God, I can't imagine being separated from a son or a daughter, not knowing what's going on with them. Help them, Father. Help them to find rest. Help them to wait patiently for you, understanding that you are hearing their prayers and that you will answer their prayers in a way that's best. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to mention, too, three specific prayers that are on the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. All of them have to do with basically asking God to use us more and more. They would include the prayer of Jabez, which, of course, is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. But then also, there's a prayer that Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6, and then, of course, a prayer prayed by the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9. We're going to take time to pray each of those. Father, thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us that are part of the listening family today. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be used by your Holy Spirit. And thank you for your sovereignty over each of our lives. Father, bless each one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of us. Keep each and every one of us from evil, that we may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray with the wisdom like Isaiah did in Isaiah chapter 6. Lord, here we are, Lord. We're available. Send each one of us this day, each one of us this day, to do your will, whatever that may be, in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for the prayer that, like the Apostle Paul prayed in Acts chapter 9. Lord, here we are. What do you want each one of us to do this day? Help each of us to fully do it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, and of course, the focus of each of these prayers is basically that we would be available vessels for the Spirit of God to accomplish what He wants to accomplish through us. Remember, continually, God has the calling God has placed upon us as the church is to carry the gospel to a world that desperately needs to know that Jesus Christ is the answer to the world. An important part of that as well is, of course, once they come to know Christ, helping to disciple them. The Great Commission found in Matthew 28, go into all the world and make disciples. We are called to be a people that can be used mightily of the Lord to do the work of making disciples, how important that is. And so as we pray prayers like those three, the prayer of Jabez and the prayer that Isaiah prayed, as well as the one that Paul prayed, we're wise because God has worked for us every single day. So it's important for us to continue to be vessels through which His will can be done every single day. And when God tells you to do something, do it. Make it your goal to do what He's telling you to do. We're all called to be an obedient people. God has so much work to be done. How tragic it is that He has too many people that say they love Him that aren't listening. How important it is that, as Jesus said time and time again, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Lord, help us to be a people that are listening to Your word and listening to Your Spirit and who are fully obedient, that are ready to rise up and say, Lord, here I am. Send me to do Your will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So on an ongoing basis, it's important that we're a people that are available to be used by the Lord. Father, thank You once again for Your sovereignty over the nations that seem to be heavily in the news today. Of course, we continue to think of the nation of Afghanistan, and we think of the nation of Haiti, and in line with, as Rick prayed, just for persons who have been affected sadly by the flooding in the state of Tennessee and other disasters that are going on in the world as well. Sometimes certain things in the news may seem to overshadow others, but help us, Lord, just to be wide open to listening to You and keeping our focus on You, not on the world and what the world is saying, what the world is dictating, but help us to keep our focus on You and help us to seek to live so that we will be Your hands and feet through which You can reach to bring Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy, and Your peace to a world that very much needs to receive it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I'm going to take a few moments to share an article that we've written entitled Keep Your Focus on Christ. And this is our encouragement to you to remember that no matter what's going on, it's important that our focus be primarily on Jesus Christ and not on the circumstances or the world, because that's where our focus needs to be, on Jesus Christ all the time. Again, the title of the article, and if you'd like to email us to get it, we'll be glad to do that. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, the article entitled, Keep Your Focus on Christ. What has your attention? What are you looking at? What is occupying the quote-unquote stage of your mind? What do you spend time thinking about, mulling over, reading, researching, and giving consideration to? Is it what's in the news? The headlines? The matters the news commentators are discussing? Are these the issues and matters that consume your time and your attention? Cell phones, laptops, iPads, and video games all transport people into their own private worlds. People are therefore often oblivious to, or at least highly distracted from, the immediate world that they are physically living in at the moment. Scrolling along. Topics, issues, events, tragedies, and celebrities often grab and hold the attention of many in our culture, our world, and even in the church. Electronic devices, gadgets, and the desire to get the latest version too often seem to command and control much of our time and lives. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we find an interesting story in the life of Jesus about that deals with, in part, a distracted person. He's visiting in the home of Martha and Mary. As many would expect, Martha is busy carrying out the responsibilities that a hostess was expected to do for guests, probably cooking, cleaning, and the like. However, her sister Mary was sitting down at the feet of Jesus, listening to Him. Who was distracted, Martha or Mary? The Word of God gives the answer very plainly. It says in verse 40, but Martha was distracted. To be distracted is to have your mind and attention pulled away from the more important things or things. The scripture in this passage lets us know that Mary was acting more wisely than Martha. Mary is commended, not Martha. Mary is acting wisely as she makes it her priority to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. But Martha was distracted. In other words, Martha's mind and thinking were not focused on the more important thing in this situation, which was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, and simply spending time with him. A simple yet profound truth found in this humble yet powerful story is this. Spending time with God and seeking his wisdom is to be one of the high priorities of the life of a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Once we are saved, our most important goal in life is to faithfully and diligently run after God. Just how do we do that? You run after God by sitting at his feet every day. We sit at the feet of Jesus by living a lifestyle of spending time daily reading and meditating on the Bible, the Word of God, by spending significant time in prayer, and by obeying what we read and receive from God. Knowing and following him is living a lifestyle of faith. We're told in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Why don't we seek to be wise like Mary? Why don't we make it our goal to live a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus every day? Let's run after him by sitting at his feet, listening, learning, growing, and following. If we're not careful, we can allow the world to set our agenda and priorities as we listen to what it decides are the headlines of our times. If we focus and concentrate on what the world is focused on, we can miss God's voice. We can miss his priorities and his agenda. We can be living distracted lives and not even realize it. As we live at the feet of Jesus, we will not live a distracted life. We will not live a life full of wasting time reading and learning about men who want to be women and people who want to change colors and what celebrities are wearing at a given event, etc. Instead, at Jesus' feet, he can teach us what is important and what is not. He can teach us what is true and what is false. There he can teach us what's right and what's wrong. There we learn about what is in the heart of God and know that staying focused on God-ordained priorities is not just important, it's crucial. Seek to develop spiritual habits that help you to focus on God. Make them a part of your daily life. Read 3 chapters in the Bible every day. Pray daily, praying the Lord's Prayer, praying the Ten Commandments, and praying about important issues in life. Obey what you learn from the Word of God. Spiritual habits help you to keep your focus on Christ and the will of the Lord. Watch out for the weapons of mass distraction. They seem to be everywhere. Learn to focus your time, energy, and concern on what is important. Spend time every day running after the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time. Wasted time is wasted life. Sit at the feet of Jesus and let him set your agenda rather than the world. Again, the title of that article, Keep Your Focus on Christ. And again, if you'd like to get a copy of it, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Hope that you'll take time to do that. And keep in mind, too, as we read God's word, remember this, Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You know, also the words of Psalm 1 tell us these words, these simple words, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Again, Psalm 119, verse 105, as well as all of Psalm 1, they remind us of the critical place God's word needs to have in all of our lives. If you're not reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, I hope you'll start that habit today. But keep in mind, spending time reading and meditating on God's word, it's impossible to overestimate how important that is. In fact, none of us fully grasp how valuable it is to spend time in the Word of God, reading and meditating on it. But also, God pours grace, peace, power, wisdom, joy, and strength into our mind, our heart, our life. There's nothing in all of the world we need more than the Word of God. Yet for many believers, they would, in their minds and from their perspectives and from their actions, we can pretty much see that God's Word is not very important to them. No matter who you are, what your background may be, and all, no matter how much we say God's Word is important, if we don't make time to spend in the Word of God, that speaks for itself. On the other hand, if we make it a high priority to spend time reading and meditating on God's Word much every day, and we listen to some form of audio Bible to supplement that, it will bless you. And remember, the Word of God ministers to your mind, body, and spirit in a way that no one else or nothing else can. Hope that you'll make this one of the high priorities of your life, spending time in the Word of God every day. We're looking today at the topic, keeping our focus on Christ, reading the Word, and a time of prayer. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my
of Michael W. Smith with Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you've called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. More and more, Father, help us to grow in our understanding of who we are as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and help us to live every day with the goal of seeking to be and do all that you would have us to be and do in this world that desperately needs to hear the gospel, this world that desperately needs to see the light and the love of Jesus Christ. Help us and empower us to be faithful disciples who are both living the life of a disciple and we're making disciples every single day. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of compassion. Lord, there's so many needs of the world and there's so much we can do if we would simply choose to listen to you and do what you're calling us to do individually and collectively as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to live lives full of your love, lives full of your mercy, lives full of your compassion, lives full of your loving kindness. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet in a world that needs desperately the love that only you provide. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our ongoing reminder is I want to encourage you to make it your goal to pray every day, much for our military. Pray for the servicemen and women who, again, find themselves in harm's way very often. Pray much for their families back at home, the spouses and the children who sometimes may have to spend significant time and long periods of time away from their loved one because he or she is in the armed forces. Father, thank you again for all the branches of our military. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for your mercy at work in them. Flood them, flood all the armed forces and all the people that make them up. Flood them with your light. Flood them with your grace. Flood them with your mercy. More and more engulf them in your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit minister mightily to them. Send forth many more laborers amongst all the military in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up their families. Flood their families with light, grace, peace, mercy, and your Holy Spirit. Minister to them, encourage and bless them according to your perfect will. Help all of them and all their family members more and more to draw closer to you and to fully place themselves in your hands. Thank you, and we praise you for them all, and thank you for our military. Bless all of our military. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, it tells us these words. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. End of Mark chapter 16. Turn with me now to the book of Psalm, Psalm 144, beginning at verse 1. "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on your glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O God, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. End of Psalm 145. Father, thank you again for the opportunity for us to read your word and to draw on the strength, the power, and the encouragement that comes from spending time with you in your word. Help us, Lord, to recognize, Lord, that spending time reading and meditating on your word is our one-on-one appointment with you every single day. And help us to know, Lord, that as we read your word and meditate on it, that you're not just giving us information, but you're pouring grace, peace, life, joy, strength, and empowerment into our minds, our hearts, and our lives. Help us to know, Lord, that simply reading and meditating on your word just begins to bring more and more of your healing grace to bear upon all of our lives. Help us to know, Lord, that your word really is the answer to everything, every problem, every challenge, every difficulty. Help us to read and meditate on it like we really believe that your word is the key to life, in view of the fact that it really and truly is. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As usual, as we end our broadcast, once again, if you're listening today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, again, today is a good day, a wonderful and a blessed day to give your life to Christ, a great day to be saved. If you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and be saved and spend all eternity in heaven with the Lord, would you simply pray this prayer with me and commit or recommit your heart to the Lord? We invite you to pray with us now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me ever so much, that you came into this world a long time ago. Lord, you lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. I've sinned against you in many regards, Lord. I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person that you would have me to be. Lord, in the Bible, you let us know, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, please do email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We definitely would like to share with you some materials and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, again, if you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier entitled Keep Your Focus on Christ, we'd be glad to share it with you. Again, simply email us, same email, jparker@afa.net, and let us know you'd like to get a copy of the article Keep Your Focus on Christ. Hope you'll do that. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.